Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Kuf Ches, Zvachim 108a, pagination is 215. We'll start towards the bottom of the page, Masnisin, the new Mishnah, about one-third of the way up. The Mishnah states, Chomer b'shchita mi ba'aliya, uva'aliya mi b'shchita. There's a stringency, a strictness regarding shchita of a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then how we will handle if he takes a korban that was already shecht and brings it up on an altar outside the Beis HaMikdash. Uva aliyah mibishchita, and there's a strictness, a stringency regarding that act, that prohibition of taking a korban and bringing it up on an altar outside the Beis HaMikdash, then the way we would handle a shchita in a specific case. The Mishnah explains. Chomer b'shchita, the stringency of shchita is sha'ashochet lehedyot chayiv. If a person shechts to some ordinary thing, meaning not to Hashem, he's still going to be chayiv. V'hamale lehedyot potter. But if he brings it up with intent for some ordinary thing, something not Hashem, that's going to be potter. So shochet is more strict. If you shecht a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, regardless of what you had in mind, is going to be chayiv. But ma'ale, one who does this act of service, of bringing it up to the altar with intent for something not for Hashem, so that's going to be potter. Now, Rashi intimates a provocative question. If a person brings it up on the altar not for the purpose of Hashem, but for some other purpose, lehedyot, for a person, for the king, for the governor, for his wife, for his mother-in-law. So, if he's doing it as a deity, so then that's avodas kochavim, that's idol worship, that's a violation of its own. What's the ramification of the word potter, that he's absolved? He might be absolved of bringing a korban that's meant to be in the Beis HaMikdash outside of the Beis HaMikdash because he didn't do it for Hashem. So that violation is not there. But he's got a different violation. It's avodas kochavim. If bringing up on a mizbeach is going to be avodas kochavim, then he's going to be chayiv because of that. Says Rashi, there's an interesting ramification over here. Im hisid ba'avodas kochavim, if the person was intentional on the idol worship aspect, v'shogag ba'alu aschutz, but he didn't know that bringing a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash is a violation. So had this been a violation of ha'alo aschutz, bringing a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, then he would bring a korban for that mistake. But because he's not in violation, because he's not doing it for Hashem outside the Beis HaMikdash, he decided to do it lehedyot outside the Beis HaMikdash, so indeed he's in a big violation, a violation of Avodah Zarah, but we don't bring atonement karbanos for averos that were done purposefully. So if he were to be a mistake on the fact that he's bringing the karban outside the Beis HaMikdash, that might have been eligible for a karban, but because he brought it lehedyot, not for Hashem, he's not in violation of bringing a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash. He's doing something else. And therefore, there would be no korban in this case, not for the bringing a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, because he didn't do it for Hashem, and therefore it's not this case of El Pesach or El Moed Lo Yivienu. And as far as the Avodah Zarah, he did it purposely. So there's no carbon for that either. The Mishnah continues. Chomer Ba'aliyah. What's the stringency of the bringing up violation in contrast to Shechita? It is that Shnayim Sha'achsu B'sakin V'shachtu P'turim. If two people hold the knife and they shecht, they're potter. Achsu Be'ever V'he'elu. But if two people held a limb and brought it up, chayavim, they would be chayiv. The Gemara on the bottom of the Amud discusses this and discusses the sources and what each pasuk is referring to. The Rambam in Yud Tes Yud Beis of Maaseh Korbanos does a swift, brief presentation of the source. Shnayim sheshechtu p'turim, two people who shecht are going to be potter, but shnayim sheachzu be'ever, two people that held a limb, v'he'elu b'chutz chayavim, and they brought it outside, are going to be chayiv, even though the two people, shenemar ish ish asher yale ola, a man that will bring a carbon ola, and we understand that double meaning in this case, that double wording in this case, to mean that even if it's being done by a man plus a man is also going to be the violation by Ha'Allah, by bringing it up. Continuing in the Mishnah, He'elah chozar ve'he'elah v'chozar ve'he'elah. If a person did the act of bringing up, and then, as Rashi says, v'nodalo, he realized that he was in violation, and then he forgot again. And then he brought up another limb of the carbon onto this outside mizbeach. And then he realized and remembered. And then he forgot again. And he did it again. Chayiv al kol aliyah divir Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says he's going to be in violation separately for each one of these acts. And this is the general umbrella sugya that is most often learnt on the topic of Shabbos. It's called Shkagos, where we want to know if a person were to make multiple mistakes on Shabbos in the same forgetting, he forgot at Shabbos and he just did a bunch of things, or in different forgettings, he knows it's Shabbos, but he forgot that writing is a malacha, he forgot that kindling wood is a malacha, or he did the same act, but he knew in between, so that this was a violation, then he knew he has to bring a carbon, and then he forgot again. And he did it again, that it would be another violation. All of those considerations, so Reb Shimon in this case is saying that they're going to be separate violations. Rabbi Yossi says, no, eino chayev ala achas, there's only one violation here, even though he knew in between, and that has to be discussed, why Ha'aloh Aschutz would have that ruling. Finally, Ve'eino chayiv ad she'yalo l'rosh ha'mizbeach. The Tanakhama holds you only chayiv if you bring it to the top of a mizbeach, an altar. Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't have to be an altar constructed for that purpose. Afilu elo al sela al aselo alo evan chayiv. Even if he brought up this limb onto a sela, which is an attached stone, or alo evan on a detached stone, chayiv, he would be in violation according to Reb Shimon. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.